Hey folks, Nick Culbertson here, and welcome to the Moby Pixel Show. Today we're talking about hitting reset. Sometimes in life, we all need to hit reset. It could be in our work, our interests, or even our relationships. When I think of resetting, my mind pictures hitting the reset button on an old video game console, and it makes for a pretty good analogy. Sometimes we'd hit reset out of frustration, without fully understanding what just happened. Other times we'd reset because we were stuck with no clear way out. And yeah, sometimes the game would just freeze and we'd have no choice but to reset. I think the analogy is getting a little thin on that last one, but you get the point. And when you reset, you get the chance to start over. You can take the same path you took before, but this time you're armed with more experience and knowledge that you gained previously. Or you can take an entirely different path and explore things you never gave the time of day before. But the real question is, when should you reset and when should you persist and stay the course? That's something I think a lot about, and it's actually the topic of Seth Godin's book, The Dip. He talks about when it makes sense to push through a challenging time versus when it's better to call it quits and move on. Now, I don't have the answer for that. I think that's an internal question we all have to answer, and it's definitely something worth stopping and considering as we all move forward. As for me, I'm hitting reset on this podcast. Previously, I was interviewing game developers through a podcast service, and then I interviewed a few more people on the Moby Pixel YouTube channel. I really enjoyed it, but honestly, it was a lot of work. So for this podcast, the Moby Pixel Show, I just want to have interesting conversations with people and share that with all of you. Not formal interviews, just connecting and learning together. I think the world needs more of that right now, and I certainly know I do. Anyway, thanks for listening. I think we're going to have a lot of fun guests on here. There are a lot of creative people out there that I'd love to have on, so stay tuned and rock on. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts, and I'll see you all next time.